Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Fancy New Band. I am joined in the studio by Hiri.
Hello.
Kia ora. How are you doing?
I'm great. A bit cold.
A bit cold. Oh my gosh, it's so cold. I apologize for it being a little bit cold in the studio.
It's so fine.
Yeah, I had to like warm up my hands before I started pressing all the buttons this morning.
Yeah,
cool. So you're going to play a couple songs for us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to tell us just a little bit about yourself and the kind of music that you make? And
So my name's Hiri. That's also my artist name. Very original. I make Māori music in a variety of genres. I started off writing a jazz EP, which I really enjoyed, but then I kind of moved off into some different genres. I released an album in April, and that one is a mixture of like indie rock, pop, some cross-genre stuff in there. And I just kind of write music based on what I'm feeling on the day. And that's why I don't really stick to genres. And I sprinkle in as much Māori as I can where I can.
Beautiful. I mean, genre is kind of overrated anyway, right? It's like, why would you box yourself in when you could just like document the process of an evolving sound?
Yeah, I think so too.
Awesome. Cool. Wow, you've been busy. You've got a lot of stuff released.
Yeah. I've been very busy. I started writing in 2022, so actually really not that long ago. And the first song I ever wrote, like ever in my life, was on the EP that released. And then since then I've released an EP, I've written for film and released that, and then I've released an album. And then I still have stuff to release this year, which
is
exciting.
Amazing. That's exciting for the Hiri fans.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff coming out. Awesome. Are you going to play released songs for us today?
Yeah, I am.
Amazing. Cool. Should we get stuck into the first tune?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's this song called?
So this song's called Back and Forth. There's a music video out now of this one, actually, but it's one of my favorites from the album.
Amazing. Take it away.
Yeah. Cycling back and forth again, you took off into the void, and man, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. The handlebars were never mine, the seat just never fit quite right, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid, maybe I'm reckless, maybe I should have listened to my friends, but I was in love. It wasn't just for the one night. You screwed me over 100 times. Thought I would learn because I was wrong. Thought we'd be friends, that's just fine. But damn if you're holding the heart of mine. Guess I should just rewind. Wish I never met you. Scraped my knees when we hit a curb. You looked at me like I was hurt. Damn it, I just don't know. Fixed the wheels on your stupid bike. Thought I'd made it to fit your height. Smiled and I didn't know. Maybe I'm stupid, maybe I'm reckless. Maybe I should have listened to my friends, but I was in love. It wasn't just for the one night. Screwed me over 100 times. Thought I would learn, but guess I was wrong. Thought we'd be friends, it's just fine. But damn if you're holding the heart of mine. Guess I should just rewind. Wish I never met you. Wasn't just for the one night. You screwed me over 100 times. Thought I would learn, but guess I was wrong. Thought we'd be friends, it's just fine. But damn if you're holding the heart of mine. Cause I should just rewind. Wish I never met you. Wish I never met you. can see the signs. Damn it, I saw them, I was just blind. If that's how it ends, guess I'll leave. Give me time and space to breathe. But damn it, I wish I was right. Wasn't just for the one night. Screwed me over 100 times. Thought I would learn, but guess I was wrong. Thought we'd be friends, it's just fine. But damn it, if you're holding the heart of mine, guess I should just rewind. Wish I never met you. Wasn't just for the one night. You screwed me over 100 times. Thought I would learn, but guess I was wrong. Thought we'd be friends, that's just fine. But damn it, if you're holding the heart of mine, guess I should just rewind. Wish I never met you. Wish I never met you. Wish I never met you.
Whee! That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. I want to talk a little bit about your kind of songwriting process, because you said that you kind of started writing quite recently. So do you feel like you've got like a set kind of process for how you write a song now, or is it kind of always changing and evolving, or yeah, what's it look like when you write a song?
I think I have a very like eclectic way of writing songs, because mine always starts with lyrics. I always write lyrics and then I write around it. I usually write lyrics and then vocal melody and then figure everything else out. I have like a document which is around 150 pages long of just lyrics that I've written. But I think it definitely has changed and it's evolved a little bit since I started. And that's mostly due to confidence on instruments, because I started playing guitar last year. And my main instrument has always been bass or vocals, which is quite hard to build off a strong foundation off of. But recently I went to a songwriting retreat thingy at Depot Sound, and that kind of forced me to have to do it the other way around. So it forced me to have to write instrumentals first. And I wrote a bunch of songs that started on bass and then fleshed out that way. So looking into the future, I'm kind of keen to like implement that a little bit more, because I think it really brings something to start with the instrumental and then bring the lyrics. Whereas a lot of time when I start with lyrics, the song feels very lyric driven, which is fine, but it's interesting to have a little bit of an instrumental behind that and have some ideas. So short answer is it's consistently changing, but at the moment lyrics first and then see what happens.
Cool. Yeah. And you normally play with a band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I usually write the songs in the form that I want, and then I'll take it to my band, and they will make their parts their own a little bit. I have a really, really good band, and they're all really talented on the instruments. So if I give them kind of like the baseline of what I want, they are usually pretty good at figuring it out on their own and, you know, making something special out of that. And I'm getting better at being like, no, actually, I think we should go in this direction. Because they are very passionate, but they are very talented, and so it makes my job a bit easier.
Yeah, it's nice when there's like a level of collaboration, but you can still kind of have your own vision for it. Yeah, cool. And a little bit about like the recording kind of process. Like, what have you kind of got in the works now, and yeah, what does that look like, your recording process?
Yeah, so most of the time when we record, at least the EP and the album so far, it's done at Depot Sound. And I do it there because there's a producer there named Noah who I'm friends with, and he's just really good. Like, he's been working with me since I wrote the EP, which means I feel like he just kind of gets the vision and gets, like, what I'm going after, especially when I can't vocalize what I want. So we're going back to him in October, actually, to record an EP, which is really exciting. That's in the future. But we also recorded some covers and a rerun of one of my originals from the EP at Bilbo's Clubhouse in February or January, one of those. And I've finally gotten to the point where the album's out and I've done all the music video promo, so I can start releasing those songs. So we have one of the covers we did there which features Iggy on sax. Iggy's very cool. I know you know Iggy, but Iggy's very cool.
We love Iggy.
Iggy's very awesome. And that's releasing on May 31st. And then the rest of them will kind of come after that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm very open to using other studios. Mm. But
how exciting. Yeah. It's so cool that there's, like, yeah, I like that there's a growing scene of people, like, doing the recording thing themselves or, like,
yeah,
you know, like that. I guess there's kind of, like, a younger generation coming through of, like, yep, doing the bedroom producer thing or, like, those collaborators that are coming out and, yeah, starting to work in the studios, and it's, like, so much more accessible now.
I think it's so important, right? Because, like, I've done a lot of work at Parachute and some stuff at Roundhead, and I think it's really important to kind of know, even just for yourself, like, especially if you're a singer-songwriter, being able to go into the studio and know exactly what you want and how to request that, I feel like, is so important.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's something that we're seeing more and more people do nowadays, because it is just easier to set up your laptop and record all of your stuff there. And so being able to see that the scene is really supporting those people who have started from their bedroom and now making their own spaces is really cool, because I think that's how it should be.
Yeah.
It's very awesome to see.
Aw, so wholesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get a little rundown on, like, where everyone can find you for all of the exciting things that are coming up?
Yeah, sure. So Hedy_music on Instagram. On Spotify, Apple Music, and anything where you listen to music, it's just Hedy, H-I-R-I. I've also got a YouTube channel now, because we've got a music video coming out on the 15th of May. And that's just, you can either Google Hedy_music on YouTube, or you can Google Back and Forth Music Video and then access it through there. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome. You've got one more song for us.
I've got one more song, yeah.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about this song.
So this song is called A Māori Love Song. I've actually played it on air at BFM before. It's from the album again, and it is mostly in Māori, but it's basically just a sad song. That's all.
Beautiful. Yeah. Cool. Let's hear it.
So, yeah. I hinga hau mō tāma me āta tareka, me maka e roa roa. I takaro mātou i ngā kimu kā o mā, haere i te tina. Tōku mō tuka te waihi, ka haere mātou ki te mawhiti. Kou kanohi ki tōku ake, and love is a silly, fickle old thing, I haven't quite cracked it yet. Ever since 16, can't quite see the end. Do I let someone else define me? Ma te tai atu e whakatu I a ho, I a ho. Aren't I more than enough on my own? Can't you see? I'm getting clean. I'm getting clean. I mō tonu ahau I ngā mātaku ahau. Kata mātou ka tangi ka rite ki ngā hōpai. Kaore
a silly, fickle old thing. There's no harm to book to read. Ever since 19, I'm all I'll ever need. Do I let someone else define me? What did I do if I got through your heart? Your heart. Aren't I more than enough on my own? Can't you see?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me for Fancy New Band today, Hitty.
Thank you for having me.
It's been awesome.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.